Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the TPR Tech Podcast. Before we begin, I'd like to give a quick shout out to Kaylee Long, and I want to say thank you for being very supportive of the TPR Tech Podcast. And in this episode of the TPR Tech Podcast, I'm going to be reading another one of my blog posts. Now, this is my latest blog post, and it is called Sonos Disappoint Customers. Then we have a big picture of Sonos, and quick shout out to the image credit, Future. So who likes Sonos? Everyone likes Sonos, the cool, unique Wi-Fi speaker. However, last week that I found out that Sonos announced that their old models no longer work and are no longer compatible to the new software. No one was told this when they bought it. They have lost many customers. This is Sonos' fault. They have not bothered to add them to the new software. And I just want to say that I think it's pretty annoying that they've just stopped making it. And that they've just stopped it. And that they're just being lazy and just not adding it to the new software. And I think it's really bad. Anyway, that's a very short blog post. So I'm going to read another one. This blog post is called Top 5 Tech Companies and Their Devices. So first we have Apple. Apple have recently released a new product called iPhone XI, which is the iPhone 11. There are rumours going around saying that they'll release an iPhone 12. And we have Sonos. Although they have also disappointed many customers, they've also made quite a lot from their newest products called Sonos Move. Then we have Samsung, and their newest product is smart blinds. Now the thing with Samsung is they make loads and loads of things, not just phones. Like, they make fridges and everything. So then their newest phone, I think, is the Samsung Galaxy 5G. I'm not that sure. And then you have Sonos. And now, Sonos, they make lots and lots of products. They make cameras, they make headphones, they make TVs, they make earbuds. But the recent thing that they have made is a PlayStation 4, also known as a PS4. Then we have Google. Now, when you think about it, Google actually have a lot of products. Google actually make quite a lot of things. For an example, there is a little page on Google where when you first open the search engine, you click on the four dots, keep scrolling down, and then click what's new from Google. We'll have a whole page of the Google products, and I'm just about to read some of them out now. So I'm going to read the product news about search. Just below the search button, it says, gear up for the big game with search and the assistant. So, this is on their blog, and this is what the title is called, gear up for the big game with search and the assistant. Huddle up, football fans, it's almost game time. This Sunday, people around the country will gather to watch Kansas City and San Francisco face off in the biggest football game of the year. We took a look at Google Trends data to see the top questions, recipes, and topics people are searching for. Fun fact, search interest in Roman numerals spikes everywhere at this time. And this year, Roman numerals, LIV, is no exception. While the teams get ready to head-to-head, and Google Assistant can provide information about Sunday's showdown to help you prep your game day appetizers, give you fun ideas for your watch party, and keep you updated with the latest plays during the game. The game score. Thank you for listening to the TPR Tech Podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day.